Australian share market gave up its early gains on Monday to finish down by 1 point, had its best levels of the day. It was up by around 27 points. But those gains began to moderate around lunchtime, but not long thereafter, the selling managed to accelerate, and the catalyst for that was the weaker than expected trade data that we saw out of China. These numbers for December saw a steep decline, particularly against estimates that economists had put together, and that was where we saw weakness not only for the Australian market but also throughout the region. So exports were down by around 4.5% in December. Imports were down by more than 7.5%. Whilst the annualised picture still looks quite good, what the market got concerned about was the immediate impact of the trade war between the United States and China and what this means as far as moderating growth is concerned more broadly. So the ASX 200 was down by as much as 18 points at its worst level, so not a bad outcome to finish down by about a point. Elsewhere, we had mining stocks lower as a group. Fortescue Metals shares were down by around 1.4%. Energy prices fell for the first time in 9 days at the weekend, and that's what was weighing on the energy sector today. Oil Search shares were down by around 1%. Bank stocks were the reason that the market didn't fall further into negative territory. So the CBA, NAB and ANZ groups were up by around 0.5%. Other companies that stood out, Afterpay touched down by around 3.5%. That's an example of technology stocks underperforming on the day. Costa shares were up by around 4%, continuing a recovery from a recent earnings downgrade. Sirit Resources was one of the better improvers in the ASX 200 today. They announced that they had commenced operations at their African plant. Retail Food Group was a big improver. It was up by around 13% on speculation that they could fetch a big price tag for their crust pizza business, but they dismissed that the price tag of that size is realistic. The Aussie dollar weaker on the back of those trade numbers, 71.8 US cents.